Okay, so this week, Parsha's Lech Lecha talks about Bris Mila. So I thought it would be very connected to do maybe a Shaila from Rav Zilberstein on Bris Mila. The Shaila that they brought to Rav Zilberstein, and we'll see that they brought the same exact Shaila to Rav Moshe, is should a Moel do a belated Bris? What's the case? A newly father calls up a certain Moel on a Tuesday morning, and he says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? I would like to have your services. Please come to my shul this Sunday for the bris. So Mazda, very good. When was the baby born? So the baby was born last Thursday. So he said, well, I don't know if you do your math correctly, but if you count 8 days from Thursday, where the Torah says you have to do the bris meal on the eighth day, if the born is born, if the baby is born Thursday, the bris should be Thursday. So no, it's much more convenient to do it on a Sunday. You know, everyone doesn't have to go to work, and they don't have to run to the train. Much easier to have a lavish kiddush and everything. We're going to have the bris on Sunday. Moel's trying to explain to this person that, you know, the whole Indian to do bris milah is dafka on the eighth day. You know, you could do it on another day, but the best time, the point of the mitzvah is doing it on the eighth day. He said, no, either we're doing the bris on Sunday, but you could come, or we're going to get a non-religious doctor to come. But the bris is going to be on Sunday. So what should the Moel do? Should the Moel agree to do the bris on Sunday and when he knows it's going to be late, or should he let the non-religious doctor take care of the services? So Rav Zilberstein, before we get to the answer, he just says, we know that when a non-religious doctor, when nowadays it's very common that the non-Jews get the bris for whatever, health reasons, whatever. So he says that they only do, there's several parts to the bris milah. There's the milah, the cutting off of the thick layer of the foreskin, and also the priya, the peeling back. But they don't do that. So if you know that he's not going to do it, the non-religious doctor is not going to do that, the Ramah says, the Rav Moshe brings down, that the bris is going to be puzzled. So basically, what should he do? Should he do the bris, or should he just give it to the non-religious Jewish doctor? So basically, the quotes of Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Yordea Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, and he basically says the Moel has a certain obligation, 100% obligation, to be able to perform the bris milah, because we know the din of koishra revim zelazet that if I know that this person doesn't have a bris milah, I'm chayav to be able to help him out. And even if you know that the bris is going to be late, we have a chiyav. He said, we know, and the Moshe basically brings down also from the Ramah Simin Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph that a doctor who's not shomer Torah, the milah is also possible. So kala chomer. If a non-religious person is going to do the milah, it's also much better for the guy to do the milah, even if it's going to be late. And Rav Moshe basically concludes that ava moel tzorch lishad b'chol efshar lo sheima ha'av bezmano. But you should really tell him and to do whatever you can be able to tell the father that the best time to be able to do the milah is on the eighth day. Rav Zilberstein concludes. He says to prove to the father. Listen to this. To prove to the father that you're not playing games here. He said, you should tell them, father, if you're the Moel, I don't want any money for it. I'm telling you right now, I'm doing this for your child. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for your child, for your child's sanctity and Kedusha and Klal Yisrael. Don't pay me a penny. And Mom has tried to convince the father so much, and he said, don't even pay me for anything. And then hopefully that will prove to the father that you're not there just to trying to be you're being there for the halachic purposes, but you're there. You're telling him that you want your, this is your son's first mitzvah in Klal Yisrael. You want to be able to do it in the best way possible. Don't even pay me. So, Mitzvah Shem, in our own lives, whether we become moles or not, we should be zochot to always do the mitzvahs in the proper way, in the right way, and Mitzvah Shem at the right time.